Additional transport vehicles used by the Czech military in Afghanistan are to receive added protection developed by defense firm VOP-026 Sternberg, cage or slat armor capable of defending against rocket-propelled grenades or shape-charged warheads. Lightweight and made of superior alloy steel, the slat armor can consistently save lives in attacks that otherwise would almost certainly prove fatal. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Czech personnel serving in Afghanistan will see their transporters outfitted soon with new cage armor capable of stopping RPGs or missile attacks, in many cases snuffing out the explosions themselves and preventing the piercing of the plate metal of the vehicles. The head of RD at the company, Stanislav Rold, says in practice the new slat armor has proven very effective. He told me more about its use.
This is the protection against handheld rockets, anti-tank rockets, like RPG-7 and similar threat. We started the development of the product in the year 2010, in the spring. We had only 2 months for developing of the first type of slat armor in Czech Republic, and after that we immediately started producing for vehicles for Afghanistan. Vehicles, it means Pandur Type 8.
Cage armor is not a new concept, but the first Czech version has reportedly proven lighter and considerably cheaper than U.S., German, and other international versions, costing the Czech army a sum of just 4 million crowns. According to Stanislav Rolz, without the cage protection, personnel carriers and their crew are under much greater threat. And here's how the armor works.
The principle is very simple. In the warhead is some initiation system based on a piezoelectric nose and ignition. And the electrical circuit goes from the nose to the ignition through double wall. And due to interaction with rod or sled armor, that is formed electrical short circuit. Successful, of course, interaction, there is no explosion or very limited explosion.
In terms of percentiles, VOP-026 Stenberg slat armor is effective in up to 70% of cases. Along with the Pandur Bi-8s already equipped in Afghanistan, Czech crews will welcome smaller vehicles being included as well.
Many thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report. This is Radio Prague.